We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Each week, Rick and John bicker with the sexiest man in radio, Knox Bardeen.
The new name of the segment is 50 Shades of Knox.
You are such a stud.
Knox Uncensored.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Knox Bardeen has joined us, and he does at 1 o'clock every Tuesday for our weekly Barbershop Bickerfest. And man, do we have a lot to debate. Julio, is he overrated? Is he underrated? Or is he appropriately rated? Knox, John and I did our top 10s, based on NFL Network and the NFL players and all this kind of stuff, ranking Julio number 4. I think that's too high. I don't think it's way too high, but I think it's too high. I do think that the players need to pee in a cup, though, for ranking Carson Wentz 3rd and Aaron Rodgers 10th. So we have all kinds of debates. Also, I want to ask you about the Braves. Are you ready to cash in prospects to get some big boys to help us win the National League and maybe win a World Series? But, John, where do you want to start with all that?
Well, what we want to start with is the text we got from Knox this morning, how he ended up back on the list. Well, Rick dealt with 2 hours of traffic. I dealt with an hour and 20 minutes and Waze sending me the wrong way this morning of traffic. Knox just did the, quote, I'm working from home. So how did that work out for you, Knox?
Boo.
I didn't have to deal with traffic, so that's a bonus.
How'd you pull this one off? Like, who do you call and just, was it like you were allowed to do this or you had to ask permission? How does this play out?
Doesn't everyone always ask permission from Terry Fox? Isn't that who everything has to go through?
Correct. Did you have to play the sick kid card or did you just ask and he delivered?
Well, no. I would not stay home just for no reason. My daughter's a trooper. She had oral surgery yesterday. She had 3 teeth pulled out from her head and her face is still swollen up and she's still a little bit loopy. So she couldn't go to summer camp today. And my wife, obviously, who is the big dog in the house, said, I'm going to work, you stay home. And I said, yes, ma'am.
Nice.
I love it. So, Knox, super quick. Knox and I, last week in Grant McCauley's Fantasy Baseball League, had one of the all-time great games. I'm telling you, it wasn't a playoff game. It's in the regular season. He and I were Tyson and Holyfield exchanging heavyweight blows. When we woke up on Sunday morning, it was 6-6. Okay, and it's a 12-category league, 6 on offense, 6 pitching. Knox makes a series of moves. I was already out of moves for the week. We get 6. But, man, this played out and went back and forth and back and forth. And fortunately, I got Knox. But, Knox, shout out to you, man. That was awesome. That was really fun fantasy sports competition.
I mean, in fantasy baseball terms, if you and whoever you're playing that week are going back and forth on text and talking about what's going on, and neither of us are probably watching the games because the Atlanta United match was on, but we weren't watching baseball on TV, but we were watching on our phones through the fantasy ranks. It was a lot of fun, and I made 2 stupid streaming moves trying to catch up in strikeouts, and it just shattered my whole week.
Knox, I want to ask you this. How do you feel about this for the website? Rick, you're probably wondering what I'm doing with these schedules, the SEC and the ACC schedule.
Yeah, you're marking them up. What are you doing over
there? I
am
actually doing a game-by-game prediction wins-losses. I know a lot of people around the country do this. Knox, do you think that would go over well at 92.9thegame.com if I get these up? I won't say tomorrow because that's a lot of typing involved, and we've got a Braves game tonight. But do you think these would go over pretty well if I give a game-by-game prediction for teams in the SEC and the ACC?
Absolutely, it would. Stop asking and start typing. I'm telling you what, people are ready for college football to be here. I can't believe we still have to wait, 70-some-odd days.
I'm halfway through the SEC. Right now I'm just marking wins, losses going through. I have 1 team so far out of the first 7 going undefeated. 1.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's Alabama. It's not really hard to predict them to go undefeated. But we've got Knox Bardeen with us. All right, the NFL had their top 100 players. And they did the last top 10 yesterday. And our Vision Computers Twitter poll has to do with the top 10. Julio Jones ranked number 4 by players in the top 100. Do you feel he is overrated, underrated, or ranked just about right?
I think he's just about right, and there's a couple of reasons why I say that. First off, everyone has to remember that this is the players voting and not the media, not the coaches, whatever. So there's that kind of awe over Julio Jones amongst the players. They all know he's one of the best, if not the best. And we have the Antonio Bryant conversation all the time. However, you also have to look at everyone's too focused on numbers. I know he only had 3 touchdown catches last year. I know he dropped 309 passes or whatever it was. It seems like that for Falcons fans. But what people aren't putting into effect when a player says, this guy's the best, this guy's the fourth-ranked player in the league, he's talking about how hard he is to cover or how much the defense has to focus on him when he's on the field. So it's not just numbers they're looking at. In fact, they probably don't look at numbers too much at all. They're thinking, how tough is this guy? And I imagine most NFLers have Julio Jones at the top of the list or at least number 4.
Well, they're not looking at numbers enough, if you ask me, to have Carson Wentz 3rd overall and Aaron Rodgers 10th overall, and then not even have Russell Wilson in your top 10 is hot garbage. I've got a poll up on my personal Twitter account. Go to @929TheGame. Go to @RickandJohn929. And then if you have some time, maybe hit Bed Bath & Beyond. And then if you have some time, hit my personal Twitter account. I simply ask, is Julio overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated? 44% say overrated. 8% say underrated, and winning right now, 48% say perfectly rated. But so 44% are with me. And Knox, I'm not going to put an adjective on it like way or greatly, but I do think he's a little overrated. I have Julio Jones outside of my top 10. John and I ranked our top 10s, and you know this. We've talked about this. DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans has Velcro for hands. He's absolutely amazing. He's more of an acrobatic catcher, more of an in-traffic catcher than Julio Jones, and I think he's almost as athletic. So for those reasons, I got Nuke in my top 10 and Julio out. Take me deep, Knox.
I think that's crazy. I mean, how do you have him ranked higher than Julio Jones? You take Julio sitting off the field, holding out because of a contract dispute, he's still more important than everybody else on the Falcons offense because when he steps on the field, the entire defense has to focus on him. Everyone else gets single coverage. Everyone else gets off Scott. I was going to say scot-free, but less, and I don't even want to use the word easy, but they have it much easier when Julio Jones is on the field. No one else can do that outside of Bryant, maybe. You have to look at this from a team standpoint.
Whoa! Are you telling me that they don't double team Nuke Hopkins? Are you telling me that he doesn't face double teams every single time they run an offensive snap? Because he does.
When a defensive coordinator is sitting here and is trying to decide between those two receivers, who do you think a defensive coordinator would rather go up against? Julio Jones? It's never Julio Jones.
Well,
one guy they always have to go against.
I totally disagree with that. I saw Julio Jones drop a wide open touchdown for Matt Ryan in the Carolina game. I didn't see Nuke Hopkins do that. I saw Nuke Hopkins have the catch of the year at the side of the end zone against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Julio Jones had the catch of the year of the Super Bowl.
He
should have won it.
He did.
That's a catch that nobody else makes.
Nuke Hopkins makes that catch.
Like nobody else besides Julio Jones has ever dropped a pass.
No, I'm not saying that. But Julio Jones in 3 of the last 4 years is registered among the league leaders in drops. You can't say that about Antonio Brown, and you can't say that about DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, Knox, do you have the NFL Sunday ticket?
I do.
You do? Are you at every Falcons game?
Yes.
Okay, so, and look, a big part of the disconnect here is you guys aren't watching the Houston Texans and Nuke Hopkins like I am. You're watching highlights. You're not watching games. All right? I am. And so that's why I can put Nuke Hopkins up against Julio Jones and make a formulated opinion. You guys are at the bins clocking the Falcons. That is your job. And so I give you that. I respect that. But people sleep on Nuke Hopkins because people aren't watching him. That's why.
Maybe you're not watching enough Julio Jones, Rick.
I watch every play of every game. I DVR it. I back it up and make sure. Did Julio drop this pass or was this good defense? Did Julio drop this pass or was it a bad throw by Matt Ryan? I'm analyzing it all.
I'm going through and I just found very interesting. How many career drops, at least according to this chart, do you think Julio Jones has had in his career?
I mean, I'll say 42.
And I'm trying to see what year this chart was put out, but they had him listed as 30 drops for Julio Jones. Antonio Brown had 27. Antonio Brown drops a ball one every 23, was it? One every 23.4 receptions. Julio Jones, one every 16.5. So difference, obviously Antonio a little bit better. But if you look towards the top guys that are in the same ranking, Tony Gonzalez, one every 16 catches, he had a drop. Andre Johnson, one every 13.79, he had a drop. Reggie Wayne, one every 14.9, he had a drop. Steve Smith, one every 10. Roddy White, one every 11. So Julio Jones actually has more catches than drops on average than a lot of guys that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. So to hold just those seven drops against them and knock them off a list, I think it's a little bit off base.
But it's 3 out of 4 years of having the dropsies, and I have Julio at like 11 or 12. I just don't have him in my top 10. It's not like I'm dumping on the guy and I have him like 18th or 19th. And John, I love you, man. I think you're crazy for not having Russell Wilson in your top 10.
He was either my fifth or sixth ranked quarterback.
And I think you're crazy for that.
I'd take Drew Brees over him in a nanosecond.
No way.
Absolutely.
Not today.
I would.
And are you, when you're talking about these rankings, are you talking about career rankings or are you talking about just last year? Because I'm on John's side here if you're talking about just last year.
No. Well, I mean,
the Super Bowl winning quarterback that he was of years past last year.
It's kind of a moving target with the criteria. I'm just putting it in. Who's a better football player right now? Drew Brees can't throw deep anymore. He certainly can't go get you a third down on the ground on a third and three like Russell Wilson can. Russell Wilson is way more versatile and athletic and effective than Drew Brees right now.
And that's fine if we want to have a top 100 list of the midday show and how we add the criteria. But the NFL Network's list where the players vote, they only look at last year. Mm-hmm. Only last year.
That's incorrect. They look at way more than last year. They are told to look at last year, and it goes in one ear and out the other because you have all kinds of reputation stuff going on with the top 100 rankings. All kinds of reputation stuff.
I seem to think that we might be a little bit reputation biased here, too, if you're trying to argue that Russell Wilson had a better season last year than Carson Wentz.
I'm not saying that Russell Wilson had a better season than Carson Wentz. I'm saying that Russell Wilson is a better football player than Carson Wentz. That's what I'm saying.
So looking at last year and last year alone, you have Wilson ranked higher than Wentz.
I didn't go by last year alone, bro. I went, who is a better football player? Like I said, it's a moving target for the criteria. I'm tiring of this. Let's move on. Let's talk Braves as we continue to bicker with Knox Bardeen. Knox, John and I are ready to cash in farm system assets for a Noah Syndergaard, for an Amir Garrett, for a Jared Hughes, for any frickin' body who can help this cause and help us win the National League and put us head and shoulders above Arizona and Milwaukee and the Cubs and the Cardinals and the Nationals and everybody else. Are you with us or are you with the camp that wants to hold on to these precious prospects until the cows come home?
I'm going to have to answer. This is not a cop-out.
But it's going to be
in two separate ways. I always believe that you should get rid of prospects for players right now. I always think you should be trying to win for the most part. And I understand that there's rebuilding years. That said, I'm not willing to send, you know, top 50, top 100 prospects away to bring in a closer or to make the bullpen better. Now, if you want to talk Syndergaard, then yeah, let's absolutely go and do that. Mm-hmm. But I'm of the opinion that this Braves team is in the World Series this year. I think they're going to flirt with the postseason and might even walk in. But they don't win the World Series. And if you're not going to win the World Series, you don't go out and spend money, bring on contracts, get rid of all your prospects for pitchers. You just don't. If you want to talk Manny Machado or something like that, I'll change my tune. But don't go out and give up the farm, so to speak, for pitchers unless you're going for a World Series.
See, and I think if you're going for Syndergaard, you are going for a World Series. You're one of the best teams in the National League. Yeah, matching up against the Yankees, the Red Sox or the Astros is going to be hell for anybody in the NL. But I'm willing to go – you mean to tell me I could trade away a Lucas Sims or, you know, give me one of these other pitching prospects? Because more often than not, the guys they brought up haven't panned out. Folty's panned out finally, and Sean Newcomb's panned out. The rest of the guys have been more missed than hit. I know Soroka looks like a good pitcher. It's his second time on the DL in a month, so I'm on a wait and see with him as well. If I'm going for Syndergaard, I'm going for a World Series, and I'll give up four prospects. But Knox, I am with you. I'm not trading away big name prospects to go get bullpen help.
Absolutely, and the ridiculous need for a closer when your closer is only going to be gone for maybe six games, it's ridiculous. But I think even for Syndergaard, like, go back to that for a quick second. It's not just Lucas Sims. You're talking about having to give up Colby Allard and a Kyle Wright or and a Mike Soroka. You're talking about at least two top 50 prospects and probably another one or two top 100 prospects. That's expensive.
You wouldn't give up two top 50s and then two more between 51 and 100 for Noah Syndergaard? You're crazy, man. Knox, I analyzed this last week. We have six of the top 100 pitching prospects, not position players, pitching prospects, according to MLB.com. Talked to Grant McCauley. He's like, where's Tukey Toussaint? Okay, Grant, we can throw him in the top 100 too. So we have seven of the top 100. You just said it. That is the price. I look at the Chris Sale trade, the David Price trade, and the Gerrit Cole trade. It's basically four guys, two studs, and two other guys. To get Gerrit Cole and Chris Sale, Noah Syndergaard is maybe a notch below those two guys. I don't even think the asking price would be as much as it was for Chris Sale or it was this past offseason for Gerrit Cole. But you're with us, right? Or are you against us?
No, I'm with you there. Let's stay away from, you know, I don't want to ship the farm for useless bullpen help or even middle of the road. If you're going to go out and give away guys we're talking about, it had better be a top 10 pitcher, or it better be a guy like Machado that you know that you could sign long term. I don't want to buy rentals at all.
Knox, great stuff. I hope your kids feel
Thanks,
better.
Knox.
But yeah, have a good day. Enjoy your working from home. You're on the list.
I already know.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.